And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I want to talk about our country. And I think we're going to see if this works. We have a special guest with us. This young man, his name is Brett Miller. He was in the Marines for 9 years. He served as a fire team leader, mortar team leader, company radio operator with an infantry battalion, mastering in small arms in close quarter combat, radio encryption, and field communication, and is now the CEO of his own company. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for joining us. Can you hear me okay? We're in a coup, right? A weird coup. Coup d'etat.
A little bit.
You know, it's like coup d'etat. The coup d'etat 2.0. And one of the things that I noticed was when 2020 happened, because 2020 did happen, and they want us to believe that nothing was out of the ordinary, and now they're just pouring all this money into Ukraine, and they're, all our communication is getting jacked up. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Remember about a month or two ago, I guess it was less than a month ago, all the AT&T service went down and people woke up and there was no communication at all. And I was like, man, what's happening here? Are we under attack? Did it just happen? Did we get hit again? Is it a major problem? What in the world? So, of course, I have a satellite phone, and I encourage everybody to get a satellite phone. Because if you don't have a satellite phone yourself, when the communication goes down again, because it is going to go down again, they've already, it was like a test run. Even Elon Musk put out on X saying that it was a test run for them to break down the communication. I want to bet Elon Musk has a satellite phone. So I don't know why people would not try to get a satellite phone to address the issue that is about to happen. Let me ask you this. Do you think people should be running to get a satellite phone because of what's going to happen? Because I believe something terrible is going to happen.
Yeah. Sadly, I do think something's going to happen. And to your point, something did happen a month ago, and it wasn't just AT&T. I'm the CEO of Galileo, G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O. We're a satellite news network or platform, basically. So we distribute satellite, we distribute news through Wi-Fi and cellular, but also we connect to satellite devices like the Iridium phone that you're holding in your hand right there that you can get absolutely free. It's a $1,700 phone. If you go to sat1239.com right now and just sign up for a contract, you get a $1,700 satellite phone for absolutely free. Or you can get a $350 bivy stick for free with a slightly different program. That's more of a text messaging satellite device. But to answer your question, absolutely. Run out and prepare every way you can. And to your, like I said, to your point, that most cell networks went down at the same time between the hours of 2 a.m. and about 7 a.m. that morning. People caught the AT&T version because they were waking up, realizing it was happening at the time. What they didn't realize was that in the middle of the night, most of the other networks went down too. Now, you know, I did encryption in the Marine Corps on PRC-77s, PRC-77s, and SINGARs, so I understand encryption. But what I understand more than that is when you install a program into a software program into your system, a lot of times you have to do a hard restart in order to get that operating system now up and functioning, or that software functioning in your system. So the chance that every cellular company went down just randomly through hackers all at the exact same time, I mean, the odds of that are improbable. You know, there's so many different firewalls. There's no guarantee that they're going to get through at the same time. So it kind of looks like, just to take a step back, that it was planned. And for what reason? I mean, pick your conspiracy, but absolutely prepare yourself. Yeah. And that's the great thing about satellites. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, every time they say there's a conspiracy, then later on it becomes factual truth. And then they ignore that they even called it a conspiracy before.
Right.
Right. It becomes
like the origin of the word conspiracy theory was the CIA, you know, making fun of people who believed that the CIA killed Kennedy. It turns out they admitted it and they were like, yeah, we made up that word just to make you guys look bad or bad.
Then years later, we admit that it was, but everyone involved are dead and gone. So who do we arrest now?
Right.
You know, when I found that out, I was like, you know what? Maybe you should shut down the CIA. It's a corrupt organization. But but let me say this too. When you're talking about the sales systems, all of them going off, they're being knocked offline. People couldn't make phone calls. You couldn't even call 911. There's this little thing called redundancy. You know, when one server or one service go down, then the other one kicks in. That's the whole point of them even pushing the whole cloud. You ever hear that expression, the cloud system? Put your information in the cloud. Get AWS. Get this cloud service. This cloud service. That's the whole point. Meaning that if you have your phone system and the phone system goes down here, but because of the cloud system and everything else that we have in place, you won't miss a beat. Everything is up. Everything's reliable. But it's not. That was a test run. And we can call it conspiracy all we want, right? Because they do that a lot. I believe that we are headed for some dark days, and simply because they see President Trump coming back. Now, I don't know what your stance is about President Trump, but President Trump, I believe he's going to be the next president of these United States of America, and they are terrified of that, so they're going to do everything they can. This is part of the reason why I believe everyone should be getting a sat phone, just really quick. This election, they're going to do something very dramatic, and they're going to cause the internet to go out. They're going to cause cell service to go out. We could possibly be in World War III, but because of the Constitution, they can't suspend elections. But if you can't communicate and you can't transport ballots and you can't let them know who won in what state, they can utilize that to their advantage and say, well, guess what? Because it's been 2 months, 3 months, we need to go ahead and call the election because we need to have a functioning government. They'll go ahead and call it. That's why I'm telling everyone it's extremely important to get a satellite phone, because so you won't be left in the dark. And I love the community behind these. I love the community behind them. Do you think it's – I mean, we all know it's important that they should be doing it today, right?
Yeah. I mean – you said a lot of great things there. One, the elections. Yeah, the only way to abstain from an election in election year is to call martial law. The only way to call martial law would be if you had disasters in large portions or large cities, especially swing states. We got all these push for everything's electronic and electronic this, electronic that. But, you know, you can't count anything electronic if the power's off. So to your point there, you have a really great point that there's a lot of suspicious activities, with the election part of it. But just to go back to what you said even prior to that, I'm glad you brought up the word. It's one of my favorite words. I use it all the time, redundancy, redundancy, redundancy. And that is key because we do it on a daily basis without even thinking about it. You go to the store, you have a spare tire in your car, you have extra gas and you need to get there. You go to grandma's house, you take an extra pair of socks, you take a change of underwear. You know, hopefully you have a little more money in your wallet than you need to spend on that particular day, what have you. You go to the store, you buy more eggs. I'm not just buying 2 eggs for breakfast. I'm buying a dozen eggs to last me through the week. We do these redundancies in our daily basis. But when it comes to our communication, you know, we have one cell phone, and most people sadly have one cell phone provider. And that covers both your Wi-Fi and your cellular. And they're all part of the exact same system. So when we do have a power outage, whether it's just a blackout or it's some sort of sabotage or whatever it is, the redundancy of having a satellite communication device is key, because the satellite network is always up there and it does not need the Wi-Fi or cellular network to function. All that phone needs to do is see the sky, and then you can call someone that you love. And if you work with the Galileo and you get a bivy stick or something, or even that Iridium phone, you can text through our Galileo system to a satellite device or to a cellular device too. All of that is important because we're like one light switch away from all being pioneers right? Where if you couldn't someone, you couldn't talk to them. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, right?
I don't want to go back to that, but
it's a redundancy. Thank you for saying that word. You know, I love that word. You know.
Well, to go back with redundancy, this is kind of like insurance too, right? We can say redundancy and insurance. And you can get, I think there's a plan right now that you can get the 3 phones for like a family plan, right? So I think me personally, I want all of my entire family to have one, because they're going to be out somewhere. We don't know when it's all going to hit the fan. at some point it's going to. The world is like boiling over right now. Israel's in turmoil right now. What's going on there? They're on the verge of taking us to World War III. They hit Iran back. Now we just funded the war against Putin even more. And they're upset with China for helping Putin, but we're helping Ukraine. There's proxy wars just like it was in World War I, World War II. We're repeating history all over again. And most people don't even have a clue that we've repeated, that we're repeating it. Like all this is new. All this is new. And you know what? China has already taken down communications various times in the United States of America. They had a spy balloon go over the United States of America. The federal government is not looking out for our interests. That's why they're going to be quick to shut down these cell phone companies. The only way we're going to be able to talk to each other is through satellite. And I've been telling people, if you go to my website and they get one of these satellite phones, I've been telling them I want to share my phone number with them, my satellite number with them, share it with me. So then that way, when it all hits the fan, we can be in communication with one another, because that's the network that needs to take place, because we're going to have to do this together. We're going to have to do this
together. That's right. It's community, right? We had community when we started. That's how we built this country. That's how our neighborhoods function. You know, that's how our families function. It's only been, you know, recently, and I say recently, within the past, you know, 20, 30 years, or maybe a little bit longer, but where people have spread so far apart, right? Normally, you know, people tend to stay close to home. They keep in their community. They know their neighbors. They live together. They work as a neighborhood, as a community. You know, we are still in a community. We all look at problems in Washington, D.C., and we see the corruption and the disgusting and just abominable behavior that these monsters do in there, and we get concerned about it. But what we should really be concerned with is focusing on yourself, your family, focus on your community, be prepared. Because honestly, and I do a lot of like end of the world apocalyptic type things, and the writing's on the wall. Just read Revelation; so many things are coming true. But if your daughter's driving through Utah or parts of, you know, say Nebraska, and she pops a tire, and she doesn't have cell service, she just reaches in the glove box, she pulls out the phone, she calls you, she sends her GPS, she lets you know. I mean, it can be as simple as that, of taking care of the ones you love at home. It doesn't have to be the end of the world, but if that day comes, it'd be nice to know that at least you could say hi to the ones you love, or organize, or, you know, whatever you need.
You have that peace of mind, and again, it's insurance. You know, it's a peace of mind, and you use it as insurance. That's my impression about it. That's the way I'm approaching it, because I want to be able to communicate with my family when it all hits the fan.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to be right. And I say this all the time. I think I'm the only one who repeats it so much. I want to be wrong. But what I see happening is going to happen in our lifetime. We're seeing it. It's not going to. It is happening. I can't ignore it. That's why I want to prepare right now. That's why I want to get ready now. I want to try to do everything I can. You can't do everything, but I'm going to try to do what I can. And now is the time. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for coming on and having a discussion with me. We need to do this again.
I would love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate listening to what you're saying, and I appreciate you sharing all your knowledge and wisdom with everyone. And keep it up. I mean, that's what we're doing here. What you're doing is how we're going to get through this together as a community. Yeah, so absolutely. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Well, tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we're sat123.com. Come get a deal. Talk to our customer service reps. We're here to help you. Sat123.com. We have satellite devices. We're giving devices away for free. Just cover your service. We have solar generators. We have Faraday bags. We have everything you need there. Come to satnews123.com. That's Galileo. Galileo. That's our company. Galileo.com. Also, same link. We are information. So we work with sat123.com to distribute all information, news, emergency alerts, everything you need to your satellite device or to your phone, whichever one. We just want you to be prepared. We got all kinds of deals, everything that fits your budget and your family, for what you're looking for. So come check us out, sat123.com. And, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Miller. Take care.